So what we're gonna do today is we're going to take some moments to breathe and ground. I'm going to guide everyone to do your invocation. The invocation is four step, connecting with the macrocosmos, right? The higher realm, your higher self, connecting with the microcosmos. So asking for all your organs, all of your cells, your DNA, your quantum particles to wake up and join you. You are the master. You are telling them what to do. Step three, state your intention and activate your protection. So again, doesn't matter what type of practice you're doing, a mass meditation, going somewhere with me, with others, always, always invoke protection, just because it's a fair game, you know? You dive into a swimming pool, you're gonna get wet. So part of channeling is you need to ask, you need to have protection, just like any other activities that you do. Number four is to offer gratitude. Gratitude to your source, towards yourself, and to the collective. Then we're going to access the higher realm by connecting to the Ascended Master. Feel, try to really feel, even if you're not so clear sentient, if you're more clear cognizant, try to link these centers together, right? You're clear cognizant, but in order to understand more, try to anchor into the heart so that your heart helps you feel into what's happening, the vibrational differences of these channeling activations. Then from there, we're going to connect with your higher self, ask to be shown your soul star, and ask for any karmic blockages to be cleansed, released, so that you can feel these energies channeling more freely. I know I say this a lot, but some people might need the reminder or they might be new. Oftentimes we work on only one energy center at a time. We're approaching, or we're in this time in the collective era, the forerunners, the way showers, the light workers such as yourself are now being shown and guided to connect these centers together so that they work more harmoniously as the light body. So this is what we'll be doing today, is linking all these upper chakras with your soul star. And then from there, we're going to help you access your soul song again. And hopefully this soul song is going to be even louder, clearer. And from the soul song, we're going to transition, and I'm going to invite you to connect with the master that you connected with in the last session and see. So this is your soul song's frequency, adding the ascended master's frequency, and see how the song changes. So we'll be practicing that. All right, everyone. So we're going to start our practice now. May I invite you, bringer of light. Gently closing your eyes now. And may I ask you to bring your attention towards your face. A lot of times when people channel, they tense up their face. So they're trying really hard. That's natural, that happens. We're reminding ourselves to relax the muscles. Take the path of least resistance. It will help you become a more efficient channeler. Notice if your muscles around the eyes are tense. Breathe in, and then exhale, releasing the tensions. Breathe in up to the forehead. And if it helps, you can use your hands to help you to make sure the muscles are nice and relaxed. And then brush your fingers down the cheeks, around the jawline. Here's also where a lot of people will tense up during their channelings. So you want to just gently, so your fingers are paintbrushes, painting your face ever so gently to release the tensions. And then brushing your hands down the shoulders. Deep breath in and then exhale, sweep, sweep, sweep down the arms and then down the kidneys in the lower back. The kidneys can hold fear. So as you brush and you inhale, bring in chi, bring in light, energy from source, and exhale, release any layers of fears from the kidneys. And then brush it down the thighs and the knees and the feet as well. A lot of people I find, oftentimes women, with very poor circulation in the feet. And so the feet becomes very cold during channeling. So right now, let's activate it. Let's wake up the feet and the legs. Wiggle the toes and then ground strongly to Mother Earth. May I invite you, bringer of light, to visualize, imagine, or remember a time when you have sat beneath a body of water. A very soft stream of water, I should say, a very gentle waterfall, or underneath a shower. Can you visualize yourself, practice your clairvoyant, visualize yourself maybe in nature, but the feeling of the water, like taking a shower, very gently down your shoulders. The purpose of this is to take an energetic shower, just cleansing any energy that is not yours. Maybe you picked up when you were sleeping. Maybe you picked up when you went outside. You just want to cleanse. And practice your clairsentience as well. Feel, sense what that water feel like. When it runs down your body, you can feel the moisture, you can feel that softness as the water run down your skin. You can feel the water drop that dripping. If you're claircognizant, try to remember what it feels like to be standing under some water cleansing you. Now for claircognizance, because your ability happens so fast, try to use your breath to regulate it. Bring that memory in, and as you exhale, send it down to your heart. Activating, connecting your clairsentient to your claircognizant more. Now, on your next in-breath, bringers of light, may I invite you to take a moment to set your invocation. First, connecting to the macrocosm. In your own words, something like, dear source, dear divine, dear the purest love and light of the universe, dear my higher self, and the master of light that you wish to work with today. For example, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary. Kuan Yin, bring forth your awareness to inside your body. Remember, you can be a student and a master at the same time. As you breathe in, bringers of light, I invite you to bring that master within you, out to the open. And in your masterful frequency, ask for your organs, your cells, your DNA, your quantum particles to wake up and join you. And take a deep breath in. And set your invocation, intention, and protection. Dear my higher self, please connect with me today. Dear my heart, please connect to higher self today. I am here to activate my soul star. I set the intention to release karmic blockages that no longer serves me. I wish to be liberated, blessed. I am here to move forward and upwards as my authentic self. I am here to activate my soul song, light language, my channeling and healing abilities, all of which I know, I trust, I feel. It's innately within me already. I invoke the master within me. I bring forth light codes, light language, light frequencies. Through every part of my being, I honor the shadows and I honor the light within me. I honor the power within my shadows and I honor the light within me. I hereby command and invoke my soul star activation between my higher self, source, and my heart. And it is so, or so it is. Deep breath in now, bringers of light. Channeling begins. Protection activate for all bringers of light. White light of protection. Dear source, dear bringer of light, I witness you, I honor you, I thank you. We are sovereign, we are equal. Rise now, meet me in the higher realm, master to master. Feel your light body ascending, riding up. A column of light into the higher realm. Peroma, perillium. Arrive with me in the ninth dimension where the masters of light resides. Feel that subtle energy change, that tingle, that wave of vibration, a state of being, being changed, uplifted. Ulysses, O soul, Ulysses, O Celestial, heavenly, hierarchy of light. Thank you for receiving us beyond space, time, and distance. Each bringer of light, go into the light now. Receive directly from the heavenly realm of light and pure love. Connect directly with your higher self and ask your higher self to show you, to feel, to connect with your soul star. Feel, see, sense, connect, know your soul star in this now. So rebirth in within the womb of the cosmic mother. Feel into your soul star, see into your soul star, connect with your soul star. How does it feel? What colors do you see? What words do you see? Peace, love, light. What sensations do you feel in your body? Do you feel as though you're floating in light? Do you feel more peace within your heart? Feel the light radiating from your soul star. Does it feel warm? Does it feel light? Breathe, bringers of light. Each breath connecting to your soul star, and exhale, feeling the divinity of your soul star. Remember who you are. As a soul, remember the love within your heart. Remember you as an essence of source, remembering the purity that you brought into this world, remembering the light that you brought with you as a light worker. Dear everyone's higher self, please show your human self the capacity of their light. Show them the the light of their future selves. Show them the light that they carry in this now. Show them the light they brought with them when they first entered this world. In this state of being, bringers of light, feel yourself connecting with the higher realm, whether you call it source, celestial hierarchy of light, or the specific master of light that you're working with. As in the sincere, sovereign, genuine vibration for a karmic cleansing to bestow upon your upper chakras so that your soul star can integrate deeper into your own body, mind, crown, and heart. Now say an invocation as a group for everyone in the course. Beyond space, time, and distance, doesn't matter where you live, when you're listening, you are in this field with us now. Dearest heavenly realm, we are here in this now, coming before you, we ask for a cleansing of the heart, mind, and our souls. Forgive us for our unconsciousness. Lift us up in the light and bless us with love. Usi no ushani. Usi, usi, usi. Dearest celestial hierarchy of light, they're all bringers of light beyond time, space, and distance. My name is Tiffany Tin. Thank you for joining us in this initiation journey. Masters of Light, I come before you with each bringer of light to pledge sincerely. They have shown sincerity through their actions, their heart, energy, and time, that they are ready for this journey, not only as a cosmic student, but as a sovereign master. Thus, I come before you on behalf of all participants across space, time, and distance, to please bless them with a soul healing, cleansing, karmic release, all as appropriate to divine order, with ease and grace for each bringer of light. Thank you for listening to our pledge. We are forever grateful, forever sovereign, forever shining forth light as a gesture of gratitude. Bringers of light, it's now your time to connect directly with the higher realm. Feel vibration from the higher realm cleansing your crown, cleansing the tiredness of the body, the heaviness of the mind. Don't fight it, relax into it. As so you are in a body of water floating, you tense up, you're gonna sink, but if you relax, all gonna get drifted, seeped out of your body. Take the path of least resistance. Breathe in, yes, lots of light. And breathe out. It's not mine to carry anymore. Release. Breathe in light. So much joy, bring a smile to your face. And exhale. It's not mine to carry anymore. I let it go. Breathe in. All the wisdom, all the love of your soul's essence infuse into you in this now. Integrate it. Now breathing in again. Let your soul song start to come forth. The key here, bringers of light, is connect with your soul star. Feel into the area above your crown. See into the colors or sense into it with your clear cognizance. Connect as you breathe in. Bring in that frequency of your soul star, your soul, and exhale. Express it out. And just keep going. Try not to stop. You might go through this transition period, which I've demonstrated, where you have tunes like do see you, and then a melody or a song start to come forth. You can do it very softly, like whisper, or loudly. Or it might shift from whisper to loud, soft to loud. It's not about you anymore, but your soul. See you. And then deep breath in again. Now connect heart to heart with the master of light that you're working with. Whether it be Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, or another master of light. Heart to heart. Feel that ticklish feeling in your heart, or the expansion from your heart. Let that master of light teach you. Let that master's vibration reach into every cell of your being. Let your vibration start to match this master of light. Now another deep breath in again. Feel into your heart this time, and then sing forth the tunes, the songs, or the language that will come forth. Deep breath in, my soul song with the frequency of this master of light. Activate now. See me now. Wu shai no yu, o shanai, wu shanai yui. Another deep breath in and rest. Now take a moment, bringers of light. Notice how your body feels now compared to when you first started the activation. Do you feel a little bit more tingles down the fingers? A little bit more tingle, maybe a little bit of pressure in the upper chakras areas as the energy centers are being activated, as your nervous system is responding to the activation. New neural pathways begin to branch out, old neural pathways begin to dim. Now, as your activation comes to a close, take a moment to offer gratitude to Source, to your higher self, to the celestial hierarchy of light, and to the Master of Light that have guided you today, named or unnamed. And thank yourself. This is more for just general guidance. Thank your mentors. And slowly inhaling, come back down from the column of light, come back down from the elevator, ground back down to your body. Sometimes what might can help is wiggling your toes, rubbing the hands together. And only when you feel ready, you may gently ground back down to Mother Earth, root back down, and opening up the eyes when you feel ready. Right, welcome back everyone. So even I'm still feeling a little lightheaded, so I definitely need to do some grounding after that. So some quick tips is drink some water, right? Eat some food, do a little bit of a qigong to ground, or go outside in nature for a walk to reconnect with the physical realm. So that was a lot of energy. I'm still feeling it in the upper chakras. And ooh, that was a wonderful upgrade. And please feel free to let me know how your experience was in today's journey. I'm just starting and more upgrades to come. All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us in this practice session today, and we will see you in the next section of your initiation. And maybe I'll get to hear some songs soon. So thank you, everyone. Have a good day ahead and see you soon.